KNW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media
News
app.
I'm Jim Ryan. The first Republican primary debate of the 2024 election is set for tonight, with eight GOP contenders preparing to square off. Former President Donald Trump is not among them, says ABC's Rachel Scott in Milwaukee.
Typically, you have allies and surrogates come to the debate when the candidate is on the stage, but close allies to the former president, including his own son, Donald Trump Jr., will be here in Milwaukee tonight. They will have limited access to the spin room because Trump won't be on that stage. They're clearly looking to get out their message just one day before Trump surrenders to authorities in Georgia.
Donald Trump's former close aide, Rudy Giuliani, is expected to turn himself in today at the Fulton County Jail in Georgia. He's facing charges of election interference, but Giuliani told reporters this morning,
"This will be proven to be, like all the rest, a complete hoax and a lie. One of the worst, actually."
The remnants of Tropical Storm Harold are moving through northern Mexico this morning after hitting Texas as Tropical Storm Franklin hits Hispaniola. Haiti and the Dominican Republic are bracing for flooding. This is ABC News. Calls are growing in Philadelphia for a police officer to be fired after a deadly shooting during a traffic stop last week. 27-year-old Eddie Irizarry was killed after police stopped him going the wrong way down a one-way street. Now ABC News Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas says there's video of the incident that appears to directly contradict what police say happened.
Ring camera video released by Irizarry's family showing the car parking, police then pulling up with no sirens. Officer Mark Dial is seen exiting the patrol car, and within seconds shooting Irizarry multiple times. His car door closed, window up. These images, the polar opposite of what police initially said happened, alleging Irizarry got out of the car and lunged at officers with a knife.
That's ABC's Pierre Thomas. Russia is again targeting Ukraine's shipments of food. Officials say a three-hour barrage of attack drones hit the port city of Odessa overnight. They zeroed in on depots holding grain meant for shipment around the world. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. The school year is just around the corner, and as it gets closer, many districts across the state are struggling to fill teacher vacancies. Civic Media's Melissa Kay has more.
Teacher turnover in Wisconsin is the highest it's been over the past 14 years. A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum shows nearly 1 in 6 teachers, or 15.8%, have left the profession or moved to a new district during the last two school years. The previous average annual turnover was 11.5%. The Cap Times reports the highest turnover involved teachers of color or those who work in Wisconsin's smallest districts. State Superintendent Jill Underlie said long-term solutions to retain staff will require more money, and there needs to be improvement in the overall culture and climate around teaching. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Pishwaba, WGBW 97.9 News.
Welcome to one of the premier jazz festivals around. We are in Oshkosh.
Get to see Oshkosh, you know, my hometown, embracing and enjoying and celebrating this festival. I mean, I really do mean that.
Erin Baim is the main organizer of the Oshkosh Jazz Fest. She says it's fairly new, but starting to make a name for itself and this Wisconsin city. So what is Oshkosh best known for, at least right now? Is it UW Oshkosh? EAA Air Venture, or Oshkosh Bagosh? The answer coming up.
Our festival is completely free and family friendly.
Two reasons the festival's grown from hundreds to thousands. And the entertainers are huge too. Names like Tormé and Take Six, the most awarded a cappella group in history. So did you guess? What made Oshkosh famous is Oshkosh Bagosh. But don't forget the Oshkosh Jazz Festival for future fame. The fest is Saturday afternoon, August 26th, and is a new slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on, along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media weather team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9. 99 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you...
And you could be me?
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way...
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Who's the most fun to drink with of the Republican lawmakers? Todd also confirmed that Robin Voss has virtually no sense of humor.
You can always let us know if you are drinking with lawmakers at 844-967-2789.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin, live from the Deer District. We are kicking off a full day of live broadcasting right in the heart of the Deer District in Milwaukee, across the street from where the GOP debate is happening tonight. I am here with my good friend Greg Bach right next to me.
I feel like you're about to break into song.
I know. Well, don't tempt me. I was a musical theater kid. And of course, we've got Jane Vetnair in Waukesha on the board. How are you doing this morning, Jane?
I am good. So good to see you both. It looks like a lovely, lovely place.
It is a lovely place, and we luckily have air conditioning because it is only 10 a.m. and it is very hot outside, and we've seen a couple joggers, and we're, both of us are saying, what's wrong with
you? You're terrible. That's awful.
But so far, have to say, fairly calm.
Mm-hmm.
The vibe so far, we're right down on Old World 3rd Street / MLK on... We can see the Fiserv literally behind us. If you're watching the stream right now, you probably can't see it because we're a little backlit, but it is there. And so far, very calm. We'll see how things start to erupt throughout the day.
Yeah,
but,
was it tough getting there?
No.
I think street closures are starting around 3, which is when things will be harder, I think, even for our... You know, we have a full day of lineups. Yeah. Almost everyone's show is here for the rest of the day, starting with us, then Town Call, then Todd Alba's show. Matt Flynn is recording from here. And then the Devil's Advocates will be having their own party at Roman Coin later today, which is about a mile away from where we are on Brady Street in Milwaukee. And then at 6 p.m., we have some pregame coverage with me. I'll be back on air tonight along with Todd Alba. And we will be joined by Rick Wilson and Trigvi Olson from the Lincoln Project. Ben Wickler's going to be here for a little while.
Like
Charles Franklin's going to be
here for a little bit.
It's going to be
a just feel
day.
Like you're bragging.
So my question is, for everyone who's listening, will you watch tonight? Are you interested? And if you are watching, what question would you ask and to whom... If you were the moderator, 844-967-2789, are you going to watch tonight? Do you not care? Are you watching for purely entertainment purposes? But more importantly, beyond how much the Trump in the room / the elephant in the room will still, you know, dominate, because I don't know how you don't talk about him. What else beyond Trump do you want them to actually answer? 844-967-2789. I'm going to take a breath. Greg Bach, what do you want them to answer tonight?
Well, you know, honestly, like, I want them to, you know, all Trump notwithstanding. And I want to say, like, even the – I would love to see one of them come out. And I think it will be Chris Christie who would say, like, you know, Trump lost the election. He's had no problem saying that. But all these problems they're tweeting about quote-unquote Biden economics that they're saying how bad – I want them to, like, lay out a little bit of the proof. And then also, what are you going to do that's viable to put the country on track versus what you see happening now? Instead of it being, you know, I want to see some substance. I want to hear a little detail. I want to hear some stuff. But, you know, do I think that's going to happen? I don't know.
Well, I actually think, I mean, everything I've been reading about the moderators, mm-hmm. I think it's going to be the real debate. But I always say it's 2 hours, though.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when you have eight people, it's like, how much time is anyone going to have? Because I think, for me, I feel like with debates, there's always a little left. Like, a little is left. Like, what did I actually get out of this? What did I actually learn?
Yeah.
And, but for the map, I mean, why I think tonight is really important is, you know, this is like the shot, right? Like, this is the shot for anyone to come out swinging and who, you know, is polling at, most of these people are polling at 1%. I think Vivek Ramaswamy is 9%.
Yeah, he's a star right now.
He's a star, which is hilarious because you know that they're aligned on stage based on their polling.
Oh, wow.
So Ron DeSantis and Vivek are in the middle, and then they fan out based on where they're polling, which I think is a very funny way to organize the debaters.
It's like being picked last, you know, for kickball or something. That's a beautiful thing.
I think we have a caller right now?
We do. Jack from Merrimack is on the line. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning. The debate lineup is sort of like when you line up members or qualifiers for a big track meet or a big swimming meet. They start out in the middle with the fastest ones, and then they work to the outside. That isn't why I call, though. My question is that I would ask these so-called debaters is this. There was an attempted violent coup against our American government and democracy that took place on January 6th in 2021. It was clearly pre-planned by a fairly large number of upper-level Republicans. How are you going to deal with that? And also, there was very clearly an attempted political coup to overthrow our government involving a minimum of 84 upper-level Republicans who signed on unlawfully saying they were legal electors. They weren't. And also there were obviously people involved in that pre-planning. How is the if the Republican Party again gains control of our Congress and our administration, how are you going to deal with these facts? That's my question.
I think that's a great question.
I think that's a great question.
I think that I would hope that they're going to ask point blank, like, is Joe Biden president? Was the election stolen? And just see all eight of them, what they say. And who evades it and finds a diplomatic way to answer that question? And who, I think, Asa Hutchinson, Chris Christie, Mike Pence maybe is, I mean, Mike Pence has basically said that. Ron DeSantis has basically said it. Will Tim Scott say it? Will Nikki Haley say it? Will Vivek say it? I don't know.
Well, if Nikki doesn't want to screw up her chance for a VP nod, she's not going to say it.
Thanks for the call, Jack. We're asking you whether or not you're going to watch the debate tonight, and what question would you ask, and to whom would you ask it if you were moderating tonight's debate? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We are live in the Deer District. What I think is going to be really interesting, obviously, as a recurring theme on this show, is the smushmorton question. A abortion question.
Oh,
don't you remember 40-year-old version, the Schmorschmorschen?
Oh no,
Schmorschmorschen.
Jane, that wasn't your cup of tea.
No,
because it's in the general public, it is a losing issue for Republicans, but in their primary, they have to have a stance on it.
Well, and they're going to be stancing all the way tonight. They're going to be beating their chests and saying exactly what they need to do and the talking points they've been given by the various groups they work for. And that it's only then after whomever makes it through the pack is going to have to somehow wiggle themselves just a tiny bit to the center. But they're going to be getting claps and ovations from people tonight because they're going to go right on track and they will not deviate.
Well, because I think that, I mean, across the board, across the eight, because basically the question is, would be like a national abortion ban versus states' rights, right?
Yeah.
And I wonder if that will just be the point blank question. It's like, are you on board? Do you support a 15-week abortion ban nationally or not?
I think you're going to, yeah, I mean, you'll see Mike Pence will be like, hey, I'll do 15 days.
I think he's already said that.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is like with that question, whether I mean, I guess national versus states' rights is a more interesting question because at least it will force them to discuss the issue a little bit further because like tonight, just I feel like it's going to be just talking points and catchphrases galore.
And it'll be interesting because I just think because I was looking at this last night as I was prepping for today, in 2015 for the first debate. The last time there was a Republican primary that was very crowded, 24 million people watched. There's a lot.
Yeah, I mean.
And I'm interested this time around what viewership will look like and how many people are interested. Again, obviously, the Trump in the room is the competing programming that he is doing with Tucker, which I think is just on Twitter.
I think so, because I think that's what Tucker's show is on.
It's just on Twitter.
I mean, even X. It's on X.
Sorry. Excuse me. Of course.
Show some respect.
Put some respect on my name. because otherwise, like that last time, having a great performance, again, like this is the opportunity for someone to actually shoot out of the cannon and be a contender, because it's so unprecedented right now as far as the fact that we have one candidate with 91 count charges against him and four different indictments who was leading the polls by 40 points.
America.
And no one has ever lost that lead. I was reading as far as anyone who's ever been polling that far ahead has never ended up not like clinching the primary.
I mean, if we're talking about who could possibly take it away from Trump, that's a conversation. But like, I think if you're talking about the eight who are going to be on stage tonight, I think the one person who has the real chance to define himself again is Chris Christie, because he kind of doesn't care what anyone thinks, even though
I love.
But then he'll on the other side of the coin,
he's also a great debater.
He's a great debater. He pulls no punch. I feel like he is the polished version of Trump in that sense. He can go on stage and debate with ferocity and fire without saying things you're like, ooh, gah. You know, like Chris Christie is a smart man. The only problem is he came out so hard against Trump and then he aligned himself again. So,
all right. Well, we are taking your calls and your texts on whether or not you're going to watch the debate tonight. What question do you want to ask if you were the moderator and to whom? Or any other predictions? And actually, later today in the show at 11:30, we have a game of ourselves of the most likely awards, GOP edition. We're going to take a quick break. This is As Goes Wisconsin, 844-967-2789. What would you ask in the debate tonight?
Yeah.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. A heat advisory begins at 10 a.m. this morning and continues until 7 p.m. this evening. Mainly clear skies and quiet this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 90. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 66. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 81. Mainly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 85.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. We are live in the Deer District ahead of tonight's big GOP debate. We're very excited to be here. We're monitoring the premises to see how exciting things get. So far, very calm.
I'm monitoring the heat. It's very hot outside.
It is very hot. It is very hot in Waukesha, Jane.
It is hot in Waukesha as well. Yes, I think this is a wide-reaching hot.
Wide-reaching hot, yeah.
That's
so I would say...
Meteorological
yes.
term.
Yes.
Wide-reaching hot.
Yes.
Take care of yourself today. If you can stay indoors...
Please.
...and in the air conditioning...
And your pets.
Please do that.
Closing schools.
And your pets and your children. Yeah, MPS is closed today because it is too hot. It's still confusing to me that they started this early, but that's a wholly different topic. I never started. We never started.
Back in my day, we didn't have school. I worked on the farm most times.
All right. Well, we're asking you, are you going to watch the debate tonight? And if so, what question would you ask and to whom if you were the moderator? We got Tom from LA on the phone.
Good morning, Tom.
Morning. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. The power lies within we the people. However, we do need to get money out of politics. First off, for me, I'm not watching it.
You're not watching it. Boycotting it.
I'm not watching it because, one, I have my TV and I've had it on parental control for the last probably 20 years for Fox. So I don't actually get Fox anymore because I
So you do it to yourself? You put the parental controls on for yourself?
Yeah, so I don't have to see anything with Fox.
Sick burn, Tom. Sick
that
burn.
Is, that's
Sunday,
some discipline.
Fox, so-called news. Fox, entertainment news, I guess. And then also, I'm not going to watch it because it's just going to be about who's going to get the best gotcha line and who is going to be the best one that, you know, went after Trump or whatever. And you'll probably see that on Twitter. Or, you know, something like that. I mean, first off, these things are not even debates anymore. They're not going to debate any policy. They're going to debate all social issues. They shouldn't be asking about abortion. They should be asking about a woman's right to choose, because just because a woman has the right to terminate a pregnancy doesn't mean that she necessarily chooses to actually terminate. So I get really, really up in arms, I have for years, about the way that that's even phrased. Because, like I said, women have the right to choose either way. So, you know, that would be, I guess, if they're going to go social issues, you know, that would be it. But I'll see it, like I said, some gotcha moment, and our media eats that up, and it's going to be free media again for the Republican Party, like it is 7 days a week on everything except for, you know, civic media. Thank God for civic media. You know, and Prudy and also Sage. Because, yeah, the whole state, even the whole country, needs more civic media and less of this craziness that's going to happen tonight. It's just going to, I mean, it's Brett Baer asking the questions, too. Give me a break. I mean, it's just, it's basically going to be.
Not a fan.
Hey, Tom.
You didn't like his Trump interview, Tom? You didn't like how hard he went on Trump?
A circle, you know what? Huh?
So you didn't like how hard he went on Trump in his interview a couple months ago?
No, please. Remember when he had Barack Obama, and all he did with Barack Obama was interrupt every sentence he did during the Super Bowl? That was absolutely ridiculous. Yeah, these people are, they're just, like I said, if they want to talk policy, if they want to talk about how a person's supposed to make it on, you know, $7.35 an hour, hey, I'm there. If they want to talk about how a person's supposed to afford their mortgage or rent, or how they're supposed to afford their health care, or if how they're supposed to, pay for their medical bills or their taxes. I'm sure they'll talk about taxes because that'll be all lowering taxes. So I know what they're going to say. But do you really think they're going to ask one policy question at this so-called debate?
We all know that I'm a cockeyed optimist, but I think so. I mean, I think that there's a huge, especially when you think about Ukraine, and that's one issue where not everyone on that stage agrees. And so as far as foreign policy goes, which maybe not as like sexy to the average voter as far as understanding it, but like I think there's plenty of policy questions to ask, and I think some will be asked. But I also, in a 2-hour debate where everyone can only spend 90 seconds answering, like, are you going to get like a satisfactory answer?
Yeah, probably of course not. Yeah. So, but okay, Tom,
hearing from you. So thank you for calling, and we'll probably hear from you tomorrow on your what you saw on X. So thanks for call.
844.
I'm making the switch.
844-967-2789. 844-967. Party. From the where am I? Yes. Question for the GOP. As a candidate for federal office, what role do you feel the federal government has in regulating medical treatments, including abortion and birth control? And having been elected to office in the past, do you support your home state's election process and the results, regardless of the outcome?
Good question.
I mean, yeah, hammer them on their thoughts on the election, because that's just absolutely like... This 180 turn of like voting early is again, well, and you got to vote early. Got to vote early now. Bank that vote. It's important to vote
early. But the 2020 election was still suspicious.
Absolutely suspicious. And that, I'm glad we didn't do it then, because, whoo, boy, howdy.
But I also think it's an interesting question as far as what's happening at the border, because, I mean, we haven't talked about it a ton on this show yet, but like, Greg Abbott is using lethal force at the border, and should we be doing that?
He's using Bond villain type force.
He is using Bond villain type force.
Oh, he's such an idiot.
All right. Well, we got to take another break, but we still want to hear from you. Are you going to watch the debate tonight? What question would you ask, and to whom would you ask it if you were the moderator? 844-967-2789. I am Kristen Bry. He is Greg Bach. Jane Matinere is in the holding down the fort at WAUK. We are live downtown in the Deer District, taking your calls on your thoughts about the debate, because we're right in the heart of it. Going to be here all day. This is As Goes Wisconsin, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. The first Republican primary debate of the 2024 election is set for tonight, with eight GOP contenders preparing to square off. Former President Donald Trump is not among them, says ABC's Rachel Scott in Milwaukee.
Typically, you have allies and surrogates come to the debate when the candidate is on the stage, but close allies to the former president, including his own son, Donald Trump Jr., will be here in Milwaukee tonight. They will have limited access to the spin room because Trump won't be on that stage. They're clearly looking to get out their message just one day before Trump surrenders to authorities in Georgia.
Donald Trump's former close aide, Rudy Giuliani, is expected to turn himself in today at the Fulton County Jail in Georgia. He's facing charges of election interference, but Giuliani told reporters this morning,
"This will be proven to be, like all the rest, a complete hoax and a lie. One of the worst, actually."
The remnants of Tropical Storm Harold are moving through northern Mexico this morning after hitting Texas as Tropical Storm Franklin hits Hispaniola. Haiti and the Dominican Republic are bracing for flooding. This is ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. A Green Bay man has been charged with human sex trafficking. 54-year-old Willie Herring III was also charged with forcing women into sex acts with men and bail jumping. Authorities got tips from people through Crime Stoppers about suspicious activity near the 600 block of South Irwin in Green Bay. Officials ran a sting operation. They've confirmed that two of the girls were minors. If convicted on the trafficking charges, Herring could face 25 years in prison and a fine of $100,000. Oconee County authorities are asking for help in finding a cornfield vandal. The Sheriff's Department says several acres of a cornfield were run over with an SUV in Little Suamico near Gaino Beach Road and Crossroad. Police say they're looking for an older model black Nissan Rogue between the years of 2007 and 2015. If you know something, please contact the Oconee County Sheriff's Office. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit. And make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Kroot. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry, here live in the Deer District at Whitetail with Mr. Greg Bach. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm well. I'm trying to stream it. Hello. 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 Hello.
Hats off.
The hat. Hello.
Jane Matinair in our Waukesha studio on the board, and we are taking your calls and your texts, answering the question, what would you ask if you were the moderator tonight for the first Republican debate? What would you like to hear them answer? What would you hold them accountable to answer, even if they were a little slippery in their answer?
Oh, they'll be slippery.
We have a couple comments on the live stream, which you are always welcome to watch. you can see Jane's eye rolls, which are it's always a big selling point for some people.
Apparently.
Jane's eye rolls.
An undiplomatic face of Jane Mattner.
I think Jane's eye rolls should get their own Twitter account.
But you could always watch us on the live stream at As Goes Wisconsin on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. And the first one we got from Tony. I'd like to ask Ron DeSantis if he's capable of forming sentences.
Ah. Oh, Tony.
Because the expectations are set so, so, so low for him. I think by just answering a question, he gets positive coverage out of this. That's interesting. I feel like he has not gotten a lot of positive coverage lately.
No, I don't. I feel like he is the one guy that everyone really
loves
likes to beat up on. Yeah, he just, because, and honestly, he does it to himself.
He's kind of easy to beat up on.
Yeah, he's just a dum-dum and just like he doesn't know how to like function. Like it's like a computer that's like operating at 75% of capacity, and the other 25% is just confounded by everything, whether it's children eating ice cream or a person wearing a mask or white boots. Like he just can't function.
He's like an early robot model with a continual glitch.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like if you were trying to play Pong in 2023. It's not going to be great, but it's fine.
It passes the time.
Yeah, exactly. More so, you're like,
staring off into space. I'll play the 1970 yeah, Atari Pong.
I have this terrible version of Pong. You want to play it? I don't know.
All right. We have Those Temples on YouTube says, I want to know if they believe in separating church and state, specifically in regard to school policy. And I would pay to see them each answer the question, did slavery benefit slaves?
Oh, that's a good one.
Temples, I'm going to go ahead and answer that first one for you. No, they don't.
No,
they will not.
They will not, they will not be asking that question.
They would build schools in churches, inside schools, inside a tinier, bigger church. I don't know. But they would love to have school and church everywhere.
And then finally, we have Sarah Lake asking, I'd like to hear them talk about their views on whether religious freedom respects all religions / no religion or only their puritanical BS.
Sarah, go ahead and answer this one too. Yeah, I think we're going to go with the same thing. They don't care about other religions. They're all just waiting for Christ. You know what's interesting, though? Like we've been on the air for over 30 minutes. We've talked about religion. We've talked about taxes. We've talked about all. No one, and I think for a good reason, no one has brought up the question of guns.
Hmm.
We have not mentioned guns. No, not those kind of guns, Chris. Guns. And their thought, because this is another thing, like with Schmishmortion, guns tonight is probably just going to be another just standing on their soapbox and regurgitating talking points to keep that A+ NRA rating, because at this point it feels like anyone who's listening to this show feels like asking about guns is a fool's errand.
Yeah, and it's also interesting because I was reading, you know, this was not a debate that's open to the public. Obviously, Pfizer Foreign is a massive, it's where?
Yeah.
It is a massive stadium that can
house
thousands of people.
Of Giannis.
I think it's somewhere between, I think it's around 7,000 tickets were get handed out for tonight, so that's a lot
that's
of people.
A little more than half.
But it's but the fact of the matter is they were selective in who could get those tickets, right? So it's – I know Walker's group, Young American Foundation, they have a big thing. Like as the day goes on, behind us is going to get pretty crowded. Like people are going to be walking around. There's like parties happening. Vivek has some big tour bus that he parked here yesterday. So like they purposefully, thank you.
I heard a V in there, but okay.
Did I?
You did.
Did I just add a V to the before?
You did, but okay. Go on.
Is they're activating the space, right?
Yeah.
Where, you know, we all gathered for the 2021 when the Bucks won. That whole space is going to have lots of people in there today. And I think specifically they're trying to get a lot of young people. I had reached out to some of the young conservatives that I know asking if they potentially wanted to be part of the pregame tonight. And I got no's from everyone because they're all going.
Oh,
like,
wow.
They all got tickets to go and they have to be in there by 6:30. So the timing didn't work out. But in the attempt that conservatives are trying to combat the firewall that has been young liberal voters in the last couple of elections, it's going to be a lot of young people in there. And I think the thing with debates now is depending on who the audience is, if you have this curated audience that is cheering and clapping for certain answers, it sways I think when you're watching it at home, who's doing the best?
Yeah.
And like, you know, as performers, you and I, it's hard not to play into the thing that's going to get you the claps.
Yeah.
Whether or not that's actually your real answer.
Yeah, but you know, at the end of the day, when I tell a joke on stage, my joke's just funny. I don't feel like I pander to the people in the room to get the best claps. That's not true. I do all the time. What?
I was going to say.
Whatever. Yes, everything you said, yes. And also, I'm wondering, you know, with this deficit of young voter energy that the GOP tends to have right now, and they've been sliding over the years, do they really think that any one of those eight candidates are going to energize young voters who aren't already going to either be voting for Trump or voting for the Republican candidate? Do they think any one of those eight are going to bring the fire that's going to make some kid in Chicago or Austin say, maybe this is my year to vote for this party? And it seems ridiculous.
But I think that's why I don't think they're going to bring up the gun issue at all. I don't think they're going to ask.
Oh, I agree.
They're not going to. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to bring attention to it. And certainly not with young people, because we know that the kids we have put through active shooter drills for all of their lives, most of them are not fans of guns.
Yeah. And actually, that is one of the things about, so most of the questions are going to come from the moderators, but there are some pre-recorded video questions from young people,
yeah.
I think from YAF, that will be asked. And obviously, those have been like cherry-picked, and who knows what they'll be about, but there is some questions from young people being asked tonight.
I think you can bring up guns in a way that makes them look Second Amendment strong. I mean,
probably.
The most simple, basic ones, you know, and then moving on with no follow up, of course.
Actually, all right. Well, we're still taking your thoughts on what question you would ask and to whom if you were the moderator tonight. 844-967-2789.
Texter from the 541 says, "How do you propose to improve the economic measures such as GDP and the median wage?"
It's a good one.
Work harder.
They're not asking you, Greg.
No, I'm saying that's what they're going to say. I know they're not asking me. I'm not running for president.
But I also, it was interesting because Bill Glauber and Tyler Katzenberger from Milwaukee Journal Sentinel went to the Kenosha County Fair, your stomping grounds.
Heck yeah.
And the Dodge County Fair. And we're asking people, you know, we're asking folks, like, what do you want to hear? And a lot of those people, if you go read the article, you know, a lot of them were Trump supporters, but some of them did say, like, as far as the fact of, like, those questions, like, and stuff that we continue to say is, like, whether it's gas, whether it's inflation, some of these things that are global problems that the president as a single entity in the executive branch only has so much control over.
Or no control over.
But it's still people that, like, that's what they care about.
Yeah.
And so I guess it is a good question, and how they will answer it will be interesting.
We have one more from Lynn from Oconomowoc. Good morning. My daughter and I will be playing Granny Bingo with Esther Flones at Milwaukee Improv, so count us out of the debate.
I am now the unofficial host of Esther Flones's drag bingo at Lakefront once a month. So that's a fun time, folks.
Is Esther Flones a drag queen?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh.
Of the highest order. Esther is fantastic.
Tell me more.
Oh, so you come to Lakefront, you get some cards. We play 10 games. There are great prizes.
What kind of the prizes?
Anywhere from tours of the brewery to crawlers to Black Friday bottles of beer, which are like 2019, 2018 vintages that are getting better with age. Culver's gift cards, but you get 2 hours of Esther having fun, and I banter with her, but we go back and forth.
Okay.
It's free. I've told you about this. It's free. Come on out. I think the next one's going to be the third Tuesday of September at Lakefront. Starts
right.
at 7.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So Esther Flones.
Yep.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. If you call, please be patient with me because I can't always get to you when we're chatting live. So just let it ring for a little bit. Text from John from Menominee Falls. What I would like to know is if there's going to be some sort of cleansing ceremony after the debate, maybe a shaman or a holy person to get rid of the evil spirits and bad juju
nope.
from the home of the
nope.
Milwaukee Bucks.
We're just burning it down and rebuilding it. That's it. That's
just like a truck full of sage pulls up in front of Fiserv, and there's like a league of volunteers to just sage the entire building.
Couldn't we just bring our sage and have him walk around the building?
Yeah, same.
That is a very good joke, Jane.
Good joke. Good pun. Is that a pun?
No, it's a play on words. It's a play on words.
Okay.
And it's like three busloads of my Aunt Mary just like, well, we'll take care of this.
And text from the 608, it's record heat here today in Milwaukee, deadly wildfires in Hawaii, major flooding in California, record warm waters in Florida. What can we do about this reality? By the way, this will never be asked.
Oh, I see. I thought you were asking, once again, I'm like hold corporate tyrants accountable, but nah.
It'll be interesting to be able to do the debrief tomorrow of like what was asked and what was not asked.
Oh, absolutely.
And why.
Yeah. The most interesting is what is going to be asked that is going to be totally skated past?
Just like, and no one's going to be like, you didn't answer the question.
Exactly. That for me is always the best part is like, what do you think of this? It's like, well, in my policies, I like to talk to kids. What?
Well, it's also because the next GOP debate that's hosted by the RNC is on September 27th in Simi Valley, California. And like, is there going to be a huge drop off? Like if no one comes out of the gate as a, wow, that was really impressive. Like sees a huge jump in polls after tonight. Will anyone care about the next one?
Not unless Trump shows up. He's got to show up to the second one for people to care. And I think the GOP, the RNC, and the networks know this now at this point. If he doesn't show up and it's just a bunch of, you know, flopping fish on stage tonight, no one's going to care. Because there's nothing to, you know, it's like, oh, well, I want to watch 2 hours
of that
again.
Which is terrible for ratings for the is Fox hosting the next one too?
I don't know.
Because if you think about a drop off of 20, like just from advertising and eyeball dollars, if there was 24 million viewers in 2015, if there's a huge drop off tonight, and specifically if no one comes out of the gate swinging tonight and makes this more of a race, does anyone care a month from now? And, you know, that's for people who just care about the bottom line. They want this to be, it's like the NBA finals where you think that they're actually rigging it so they can just get another game. You're like, oh, is this like, are the refs really calling this? So it behooves everyone if there's seven games instead
of five. Yeah,
of
course. Oh, yeah. That's like $1 billion difference.
They just start like,
and we'll know.
Like fake poll numbers to make things that seem like a tighter race than it actually is. All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to switch gears a little bit and take a little bit of a break from talking about the debate, but we're going to come back at 11:30 and play a game.
A palate cleanser?
That's what we do on this show. So we're going to have the most likely awards GOP edition at 11:30. But when we come back, quick trip.
Oh, boy.
Getting in the NIL game, except not with an athlete.
Nope.
It's a little unexpected.
It's not me.
It's a very Wisconsin story. So we're going to talk about that after the break. And at the top of the next hour, Derek Mosley is going to be here. And we're going to talk about a incident that happened at the state fair.
I love Derek.
We all love Derek. All right. We're going to take a quick break. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be back in just a minute.
Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Here's your updated forecast. A heat advisory continues until 7 p.m. this evening. Mainly clear this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 90. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Lows dip down to about 66. Partly cloudy skies. Mainly cloudy skies tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. High of 81. Low 80s Friday. Low 70s. A mix of clouds and sun Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 85.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Metnair. Greg Bach is next to me. We are live in the Deer District. Kicking off the day.
Kicking off the hot day.
We got, yeah, a very hot day.
Hot day.
But if you have not heard, Civic Media all day down in the Deer District for the GOP first Republican debate tonight. We're kicking off the day. Then from here, we got Town Call is going to be broadcasting live from Whitetail, along with then Todd Alba will be here. Matt Flynn will be here. Then you have Roman Coyne for Devil's Advocates, where they will be hosting people who want to come have a live show, see those guys do their thing live. That's about a mile away from the Deer District. And then we will be having a pregame here tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. until the debate kicks off.
Some big guns.
Hosted by... What?
Some big guns going to be on this panel tonight.
I thought you, after our last segment, I thought you meant like actual guns.
No.
I was like, what are you talking about, Jade? Like, you mean like big personalities?
Yes. Like, big names.
We're getting on the roof of Whitetail. We're going to fire guns into the air.
You
got to
be careful these days, Jade. You got to use your words
carefully.
Specifically, accurately, carefully.
I understood what she was saying.
I just heard big guns, and I was like, wait, what?
The hugely popular AC/DC hit Big Guns from the last Action Hero soundtrack. I got that.
I totally understand. You and Jane, same wavelength all the time.
Catch up, Kristen.
But yes, so all day, keep your dial tuned into Civic Media or your streaming app opened, because we have coverage all day and are having a great time.
Yes, indeed.
But I'm going to take a little bit of a break and talk about this story that I think is so utterly Wisconsin. So are you familiar with all the changes that have happened in college sports? As far as, because for a long time, if you were a college athlete, you could not get paid for anything. Like,
correct.
People have gone to jail over this. Mm-hmm. Like, this has been
lost
a big thing.
Scholarships.
Lost scholarships. But as far as trying to keep the sports pure and for the love of the game, despite the fact that the NCAA and these schools were making lots and lots and lots of money off of children. So that's now changed with NIL, which stands for Name, Image, Likeness. So now there's young people making lots of money because they have huge social media followings.
They get can, your they, money.
They can get brand deals. But leave it to Quick Trip. Quick Trip announced their first collegiate NIL partnership yesterday. Not with a student athlete, but with a student. It is Will Hazeltine, and he's the first college student to team up with Quick Trip under NIL. He is a marching band. He is a member of the marching band at UW-Madison. He is a mellophone player, which looks like a trumpet.
It's a bigger trumpet.
It's a bigger trumpet.
It's a bigger trumpet.
Did you know before just saw the picture? Mm-hmm. Did you know what a mellophone was?
Yeah, I listened to.
Do you play?
I don't play the mellophone, but being a fan of
marching bands.
No, I was gonna say Chuck Mangione. He plays a variety of different horns, mainly the cornet and the flugelhorn, but he does break out the mellophone from time to time.
Is it a deeper sound than a trumpet?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a little bit, not much.
It's like when you have that many members on a marching band, you got to like divvy it up. You're like, you can't have 30 trumpet players. Like, you're doing the mellophone, you got the cornet, you got, you know, the tiny trumpet.
And so he is, his passion for music and Wisconsin and Quick Trip has earned him a package deal with Quick Trip. And it's the first NIL. I can't believe, actually. It's so hokey.
I'm a little upset.
Why?
Let's see here. I play music. I love Wisconsin.
You're not a college student.
I was one once. I went to the University of Wisconsin System. I have a degree for which the school loan I have paid off. I love Quick Trip. I went there once this week in a day.
In a day? So I just thought that was very interesting as far as how how Quick Trip is using their brand deals, because they're not, my good friend Alex Worley has a brand deal with Quick Trip. Charlie Behrens obviously has sells his CDs there. Yeah. He has a lot of stuff going on with Quick Trip. I'm curious of what, do you think the brand deal is the social media posts are just going to be Will playing the mellophone?
Well, I hope so. One. I hope so. But I also hope they take this into flow progressive stratosphere where it's like, oh, Will, he's known for, Flo from progressive ads.
Yeah.
You will know Will from Quick
from
Trip.
Quick Trip ads.
It's not just a couple of TikToks or a standing cardboard cutout. It's going to be
Does this pigeonhole him for life, though? Maybe he's got bigger dreams than just being a Quick Trip.
Being a professional mellophone player? I doubt it.
So speaking of other recognizable faces, although Will maybe not recognizable yet, but Milvereen.
Yes.
So if you are not a Milwaukee person.
Milvereen.
Milvereen. How would you explain Milvereen, Greg?
Imagine Hugh Jackman's dad.
This is a real person.
Okay, so actually, so Hugh Jackman, imagine Hugh Jackman as Wolverine in X-Men 2 specifically. A little shorter, older, allergic to shirts. Marching up and down the streets. And I say marching, I'm not kidding you. He marches with a purpose, as if everywhere he's going, he will find crime.
So this is a real person who lives in Milwaukee, who is spotted,
everywhere.
And it is a character in Milwaukee. And he's referred to as the Milvereen. He's been around for a decade?
But do not call him a character. He will not be happy.
No, but I mean, saying
Yeah.
It's David Gruber's a character, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like a public persona
exactly.
Milwaukee. He threw out the first pitch at the Brewers game last night. And the big question was, is this man going to wear a shirt or not? Are the Brewers going to force him to wear a shirt? Because I would guess his instinct would be to not.
I feel
but that was my first question. I don't think I was alone.
And I feel if you have to ask that question, do you even know Milvereen? I
mean, that's fair.
What are we talking about here? What are we talking about?
But you did confirm.
Confirm, shirtless.
Shirtless.
Continues the streak of no shirt.
Threw it out, shirtless. I think the shirt was tucked into his pants. Do we know how good the throw was?
It had good form. He had overhand, just good pitch. It looked good. I feel like he practiced. I haven't seen the video.
Okay.
I'll see the video. Before the show today is done, I'll catch video.
Okay.
But
he looks athletic.
If you had to guess what kind of dog Milvereen had, what would you guess?
My gut instinct says pit bull, but I feel like that's wrong.
It's very wrong.
What is it?
It's a chihuahua.
Nice.
He walks around town with a chihuahua. It's adorable because he still has that look and that purpose with a tiny little dog next to him. Little doggo. The doggerine.
Oh, all right. Well, we are going to take a break for the top of the hour news. But when we come back, we're going to talk to our good friend, Judge Derek Mosley, about teaching Black history, teaching history of people of color in this country, and a specific reason why it's so important, because there was a certain thing that happened at the state fair this last month, and so we're going to talk about that with him, and so you should stay tuned. It's going to be a great conversation. So this is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be back in just a minute. Made you king of anything.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the
ABC
Civic Media
News,
app.
I'm Ike Ajachi.